بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدى هدى نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Today, as you all heard, we talked about the importance of the wali in al-Islam, and we gave to you the adilla from the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, that is not open for any interpretation because it is clear what is being said. And we may mention as well, ikhwan, that in this issue there is a difference of opinion from one of the madhabs, from the madhahib of al-Islam, and that is the Hanafi madhab. We want to make it perfectly clear here today that the imams of the madhahib, in most instances, in all of the instances, they are free of any blame that we find as it relates to the ikhtilaf and the furqa that has taken place between the Muslims because of their different madhahib, the a'imma. They are free from this. And we never ever criticize those imams who were from the righteous predecessors of this ummah, or the Salaf al-Salih, who have a special place in the religion of Al-Islam. As the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best people are the people from my generation, the first 100 years of my companions, and then the next 100 years of people who came after them, and then the third 100 years. So the first 3 centuries of al-Islam are the best people that this ummah had as examples. And all of the a'immat al-arba are from these 3 centuries. So if you find a person who is criticizing them, then know for surety that there is something wrong with his Islam. But when we point out that one of the imams has made a mistake in a particular issue, we point that out, not making the tanakkus or detracting or making any negative statement or position with that imam. As a matter of fact, that just goes to show us how our iman should be increased, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kamil. The kamal is only for Allah. We have a brother here, his name is Kamal. We say Kamal is only for Allah. People name themselves what they want to name, as we did in our class before, and maybe that musamma is true or it's not true. In this case, Kamal, Al-Kamalillah, wahdahu la sharika lah. So with this being the case, we want you brothers to understand, and we want to say this very clearly. When you say that an imam has made a mistake in a particular issue, all you're doing is showing that this man is not the Prophet, he's not divinely inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not infallible. Only the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not make mistakes in the deen. And the things that he did, they were done in order to show the people what to do when mistakes are made, sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. So we don't want people to ever think that we are against the imams or that we are against the madhhabs. If there was a scholar who came to our community and he really knew a madhhab from the madhahib, I would be the first one to carry his books from his home to the masjid. I would be closer to his knees than you are to my knees. If he was a qualified scholar in a madhhab, I personally would try to be an example to you brothers to show, inshallah, we're going to take the knowledge from the authentic sources. But if we found out that imam or any other person would only take from what his madhhab says, we say to that individual, your Islam is going to be naqis, because there is no madhhab that is complete and without error. So when we mention what we mentioned about al-imam Abu Hanifa Rahimahullah ta'ala. We want to come today, inshallah, before elaborating a little more about some of the ahkam of a nikah that are important. We think that it is important that we share with you some of the statements and some of the positions of the imams that we claim to follow, rahimahumullah ta'ala. We're going to rehearse unto you and share with you some of their own statements that came out of their own mouths, because they were men who were upon al-Islam. They were upon the Quran. They were upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullahu ta'ala, let me tell you what happened, ikhwan. Abu Hanifa used to use something in al-Islam that is called qiyas. Qiyas is analogy. Analogy. You only use qiyas when you have an issue that is facing you, facing the Muslims, and there is no ayat of the Quran, and there is no hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about that issue. So there is no text that you can make the istinbat from. You can draw a hukum or a conclusion, haram or halal. So as a result of that, there may be another incident that is similar to this incident that there is no text for, that has a ruling. So because of the similarities between the two issues, you give the thing that doesn't have a hukum, you give the thing that doesn't have a dalil, the same hukum as the other thing because of their similarities. That is analogy. That is qiyas. It is a respected source of finding out that something is halal or haram in the religion. To try to simplify it for you, insha'Allah ta'ala, take the issue of narcotics, like cocaine, akramakumullah. I only give this example because it's one of the famous examples that the ulama use. There's not an ayat in the Quran, nor is there a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as such that's going to say cocaine is haram or halal, because it wasn't present during the time of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now we have this evil product called cocaine. We want to know in al-Islam, what's the ruling? Is it halal? Is it haram? Is it mustahab? Is it makruh? So we're going to look at the ahkam of al-Islam. What ayat of the Quran is going to mention the word cocaine? What hadith is going to mention the word cocaine? There's no ayat and there's no hadith that's going to mention it as such. But because cocaine is similar to khamr or intoxicants, the Quran talks about khamr. The Sunnah talks about khamr. As a result of that, the Quran and the Sunnah says that khamr is haram. So because they're similar, we're going to give the ruling of al-khamr the same ruling that we gave to cocaine because of their similarities. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, he used to make this qiyas, and the people of Kufa, they used to go overboard sometimes in their qiyas. And this is what Abu Hanifa did, rahimahullah ta'ala, as it relates to the issue of the wali for the woman. What did he say? Al-Imam Abu Hanifa said that the nikah is an aqd. It is a contract between the husband and the wife, and maybe between her father. It is a contract. You're going to be my husband. You're going to take care of me. I'm not going to work. I'm going to go with you and I'm going to live in your home. I'm going to take care of your children. I'm going to bear children for you. I will not let in your home those who you don't want in my home. It's a contract between the husband and the wife. And also, buying and trading is a contract, Abu Hanifa said, rahimahullah ta'ala. Buying and trading is a contract. When I want to sell you this book, I'm selling it to you for $5. And I'm selling it to you on the condition that all of the pages are there. There are no missing pages. It is not the property of another person. He's not going to come to you and say, give me my book that Abu Usama sold to you. And you're going to give me your money under the condition, the contract is, you're giving me real money, not counterfeit money. You're not going to come back to me later on and say, give me $2 back from the $10 of the original price. So Imam Abu Hanifa, he made qiyas. He said that a woman, when she buys and sells, she doesn't need a wali. When she goes to the marketplace, to Kroger's, to the farmer's market and she wants to buy or trade. She has a cart. She wants to sell it. She doesn't need a wali to do that. She could come directly to the marketplace and buy and sell however she chooses without any representation. He says, since the marriage is a contract and buying and trading is a contract, I'm going to make qiyas of this with this and give this the same hukum as this, so therefore she doesn't need a wali in order to get married. The scholars of Al-Islam said that Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala in this issue, he was wrong. Why? Because you can only make qiyas when the issue doesn't have any text. But if the issue has a text, the qiyas is haram. When the issue has text and you make qiyas, then you have fallen into the sunnah of Iblis. Allah Azza wa Jal told Iblis to make sajda to Adam. Iblis made qiyas and he said, I am better than him. You created Adam from dirt and you created me from fire. The dirt is lesser than the fire.